अदम्भित्वम् अहिंसा शान्तिराजमम् अमानित्वम् अदम्भित्वम् अहिंसा शान्तिराजमम् आचार्योपासनं शौचम् स्थैर्यम् आत्मविनिग्रहः इन्द्रियार्थेषु वैराग्यम् अहंकार एव च जन्म मृत्युजरा व्याधि दुःखदोषानुदर्शनम् आसक्तिर्नभिष्वङ्गः उद्रदारग्रहादिषु नित्यं च समतित्तत्वम् इष्टानिष्टोपपत्तिषु मयि च अनन्ययोगेन भक्तिर्वविचारिणी वियुक्तदेशसेवित्वम् अरतिर्जनसंसदि अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम् त्वत्ज्ञानार्थदर्शनम् एतज्ज्ञानम् इति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञातं यदतोऽन्यथा अमानित्वम् अदम्भित्वम् अहिंसाशान्तिराजमम् आचार्योपासनं शौचम् स्थैर्यम् आत्मविनिग्रहः इन्द्रियार्थेषु वैराग्यम् अहंकार एव च जन्ममृत्युजरा व्याधि दुःखदोषानुदर्शनम् आसक्तिर्नभिष्वङ्ग पुत्रदारग्रहादिषु नित्यं च समचित्तत्वम् इष्टानिशोपपत्तिषु मयि च अनन्ययोगेन भक्तिर्व्यभिचारिणी वियुक्तदेशसेवित्वम् अरतिर्जनसंसदि अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम् तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम् एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञातं यदतोऽन्यथा
We have Ishopanishad book. Ishopanishad book. Ishopanishad.
विवक्तदेशसेवित्वम् अरतिर्जनसंसदि
ज्ञातज्ञाननित्यत्वम्
Nityam cha samacittatvam
Nishtapatru Chananya Yogena Dhira Vibhicharini Pradesha Sevitvam Adhyatmadhyana Nityatvam Amanitvam madambitvam Ahimsa shanti rajam
Acharya upasanam saucham
Sairyam atma vinigraha
Indriyateshu vairagyam
Indriyateshu vairagyam Ahamkara eva cha Janma mrityu jara vyadi Dukkha dosha
anudarshanam
Asakti anabhishvanga Putra dara graha dishu
Nityam cha samachittatvam
Anishto papatishu
Mahi janya yogena
Mahi jananya yogena
Bhaktir avyabhicharani Vikta desha sevitvam
Arati jana samsadi
Adhyatma jnana nityatvam
Tathajnanatadarshanam
Etajnanam iti proktam Adhyanam yadato nyata
Jai. Now these five shlokas give you 18 points to cultivate the knowledge. And those 18 points are vividly described in Ishvapanishad in the 10th verse purport. So we'll see the 18 points with the help of Ishvapanishad. Take out the translation. We go to the equivalence verse. Amanitvam, humility. Adambitvam, pridelessness. Ahimsa, non-violence. Shanti, tolerance. Arjavam, simplicity. This is the first line. See how many points are there? Amanitvam is humility. Adambitvam, pridelessness. 2. Ahimsa, non-violence. 3. Shanti, tolerance. 4. So 4, isn't it? Shandir Arjavam 5. So there are 5 qualities in the first line, and this way we have 18. So please, you can, if you have your own copies of Bhagavad Gita, you can write the number so that we count 18, you know. So second line we go now. Acharyopasanam, approaching a bona fide spiritual master. This is 6. Isn't it? So second line 1. Shaucham, cleanliness. 2. Sairyam, steadfastness. There is how many?
7.
No, 1, 2. Yeah. Then Atma Vigraha, Vinigraha, self control. How many? 1, 2. No, 3 only?
9.
No, 4 in the. No, 3. No, in the second line.
Shaucham.
4. 4, in the second line 4. So 5 and 4, 9. Yes. Then in the third line there are 2. Indriya Seshu Vairagyam. In the matter of the senses, renunciation. Then Anahankara, beginning without false ego. Then we go to the fourth line. So 2 in this. So 5, 4, 9 and 2. 11. Then fourth line has one quality only. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam. To cultivate the knowledge, we must always meditate on the miseries involved in Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Birth, death, disease and old age. These are four. And as we very well know, the Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, birth, death, then old age and disease are the permanent settlement for the conditioned living entities like us. Nobody can avoid. So better always meditate on that, so that we will not be unnecessarily attracted to the nonsensical activities on this planet. We saw yesterday that those who are sentenced to death, they have to die after 8 days, they will not be attracted to any other thing except the Lord's decisions. This is the purport of this. So how many qualities? 5, 4, 2, 11 and this is 12. Then we go to the next verse. Asaktihi. Being without attachment. Anabhishvanga. Being without association. Putradhara. Son, wife. Griha adishu. Home, etc. This is the fifth line. There are two qualities here. One is asakti. What is the meaning of asakti? Without attachment. And then without association of the family, friends, etc. That is two qualities in this. So we had 12, isn't it? Then two more. So 14 qualities. Then we go to the sixth line. Nityam cha samasittatvam ishtanishopapattishu. So only one quality. Please repeat. Nityam, constant. Samachittatvam, equilibrium, in the desirable ishta, anishta, and undesirable upapattishu, having obtained in desirable or undesirable circumstances, we should have equilibrium. One thing is definite, because we have full faith in the arrangement of Lord Sri Krishna, so we are never disturbed whether circumstances are favorable or unfavorable. This is the game. So this whole line gives you one quality. How many now? 15? Yes. Then we go. Again one quality. Mayi chanani yogena bhaktihi avyabhicharini. Mayi, unto me, anani yogena, by unalloyed devotional service. Bhaktihi, devotion, avyabhicharini, without any break. This is the one quality. Without any break, we must have the unflinching devotional service towards the Lord Krishna, Mai, and to me. So this brings us to 60. Then we go to the next one. Vivaksa Desha Sevitvam Arate Jana Samsadi. We should stay in a secluded place, that is Vivikta. Vivikta to solitary. Desh, places. Sevitvam, aspiring. Aratihi, being without. Attachment. Jana, samsadi, to people in general. We should disassociate from the people in general. And this is how we have created our own enclave. General population is attracted to the illicit activities. We are completely shunning from that. That Vyukta Desh we must have. And that's why our ashrams are in a solitary place. See, the Prabhupada's palace is far away from the metropolis. This way, the temples are always situated outside the city, where there is less disturbance. So this is the one quality. So how many now? 17. Then Adhyatma Dhyana Tattvam. Tattva Dhyana Artha Darshanam. This is 18th quality. Repeat now. Adhyatma, pertaining to the self. Jnana, in knowledge. Nityatvam, constancy. Tattva Dhyana, or knowledge of the truth. Artha, for the object. Darshanam, that philosophy. Etad, this. Jnanam, knowledge. Proktam, declared. Adnyanam, ignorance. Yat, that which. Ataha, from this. Anyatha, other. So these are the only 18 points regarding knowledge. Whatever else is ignorance. Now these, very nicely they are described in Ishvapanishad. But before we go, please see the translation. Repeat please. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects or sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest. Even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events. Constant and unalloyed devotion to me. Aspiring to live in a solitary place. Where is Hanuman? He's cooking today. That's nice. Chinese cooking? Detachment from the general mass of people. Accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge. And besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. Purport is very revealing. But before we go to the purport, we'll again see the points here, through Ishopanishad. Now here see, as advice in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, 8 to 12, one should cultivate knowledge in the following way. Number 1, please repeat. One should become a perfect gentleman and learn to give proper respect to others. This is Amanditvam, you know. Humility. We have translated it as humility. Here Prabhupada says we have to become a perfect gentleman. And one thing we have to remember here, that we really completely shun the unnecessary sense gratification. Vidhyatma, it is known as in Bhagavad Gita. Only in regulated freedom we are allowed to enjoy for certain reason. Otherwise, we don't act on it. I gave you the other day the Christian community who are near Yugoslavia, the Murlis town. And we were going through this Granthraj papers, and he has nice described that community. They are nearly 700 people in number. They have 700 acres of land, and nobody is allowed inside. Then again, those who want to join, they have to prove themselves a true follower for 3 years. Anybody cannot come and stay and do whatever he likes. There is a certain setup for the austere life. They don't have any contact with the outside world. They are very austere. Frankly speaking, they don't have any time to mix with the ordinary people. And that's why that community, he writes that it is very much powerful community in the West, Eastern Europe and Russia. We don't know, you might have heard. But in the Christians, they were known as Essenes in the olden days. And those Essenes were situated round about Saudi Arabia, wherein the life is very austere. So they were also of this type. The main point is, there is no collection. There is no preaching program, because the austere life is there. So those who are fed up from this modern civilization, they are attracted there. And they are all educated. They are doctors and engineers, and they are completely retired. They till their land. You know, there is one motto there written, that whatever you want to use, manufacture it. And whatever you want to eat, grow it. This is the life. And unless we come to the austerity, it's very difficult to go on the spiritual path. We have accepted this austere life voluntarily. And if you don't fit into this austere framework, then there is no place in the spiritual field. This we have to be very clear in our mind. And that is Amanitvam. We don't expect any respect. They don't expect any praise for anybody else. We completely mind our own sadhana. Then again, inside also, there are churches and prayer places. Everybody has a plenty of land at his disposal, and they don't mix with the other inmates also. They keep themselves aloof. That is Vivutsadesha Sevitvam. Because we are two together, in Bhagavatam it is very, very nicely said that bahu vase bahu nam kalaho. Vase bahu nam kalaho. If many people stay together, then they will fight. And bhaved vata dvayorabhi. If there are two, they will talk. If there are many, they will quarrel. If there are two, they will quarrel. Tasmat ekaiva charet tasmat. They say you should leave alone. And that they are following. And she is a Christian community. The same thing here also, in Vedic culture also it is stated. Because Christianity is nothing else but the offshoot of the Vedic culture. And those to that purity we maintain, we get the same result as we are getting from Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, in this Kali Yuga rampant, we have forgotten, and we don't have inclination towards the austere life. That is why in the spiritual field also, we want to entertain ourselves. This is wrong thing. Those who wanted to entertain themselves, our places are not meant for them. Simple and pure truth. In your Christianity, their group is completely segregated. And they don't allow anybody there. They don't mix with anybody. They are completely cut off from the modern amenities. There is such a big community is there. There is no religion set. So we don't want to pollute our austerity by following the sense gratificatory activities. This is amanitvam. We have our own existence. We go along our own existence. If people want, they will come. Now we are quite famous. There is no need of advertisement also. Only if the devotional service goes on, devotional service will attract. And Prabhupada was very broad-minded. Sadhu Vishadashaya. What is this? Yatra Bhagavata Janaha Sadhu Vishadashaya. Very wide-hearted. And what do they do? Bhagavad Gunana Kathan. Except the narrations of the Krishna's pastimes and qualities, we don't do anything else. That is for certain. If anybody likes, they mix with us. If they don't like, they have their own world. Bhagavad Gunanu Kathan. And what we do, Shravana Vegra Chetas. With eager ears, we hear these things and try to purify our existence. Or otherwise, as it is, our existence is completely polluted. And because of the polluted existence, we are in terrible trouble. And after coming here also, if you want to pollute the atmosphere, this is not the place for you, please. Yamanitram. Austerity must be there. And that's why we crowd here and in Mangala Arati. Otherwise, there is no reason to come at 5 o'clock here. And without exception, those who stay here, they must come to Mangala Arati. Otherwise, under the pretext of the health, in the morning hours, we don't get up. And then our mind says, you are not well. Do you want to die to get up early? So take rest. And we agree. Mind knows how to convince us. He gives us our health reason. And you want to die? You are not well. These fellows are not to do anything. He said, please, you are all working population. Here there is no idle population. And those who come here to sleep idle, they should study 24 hours a day. This is not the place to rest and enjoy. This is the education. And unless we purify ourselves in this way, we will never be trying to release ourselves from the miseries which we are already experiencing. If you are not wanting to have the austerity, this place is not for you. Those who come here, don't worry about your health. You are not going to die. And if you die, it's better to die in Mangala Arati than to die in the basement. What is the fun in dying in the basement? Hey, Devakinandan. What is the fun in dying in basement? Forget about your back and your head and your legs. They're not going to break. If you come here, the back is not going to break. Now in this medical science, those who have backache, formerly they were insisting that you should take rest on the hard bed or whatever. Now they have changed the remedy. Now they say that if you have backache, you should work very hard. Clean the place. Cook. Wash. And your ache will gone. Will be gone. Please. All these symptoms of the knowledge are for our betterment. You can be merciful to anybody and everybody. But don't be merciful to your own self. If you are doing that, you are wasting your time. And these places are not meant for that. We should have the austere life enclave here. This is not a free resting place. Please avoid this place. There are plenty of hospitals and plenty of houses to go and take rest. This is austerity. Otherwise, those your Christian brothers will not lock themselves up in 7 acres of land. And Murli being Muslim, Muslims try to attack that place. But even then they allow Murli. But Murli speaks Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and so many things. So they are friendly. Please try to understand this thing. And this is the symptom of knowledge. And this is the beginning. If you don't begin with the beginning symptom, how can you go ahead? This is how our saints, sages, etc. Vyas Bhagwan did not have table or table lamp or house electricity or anything. And see the literature he has written. Forget about Vyas Bhagwan, he is remote. But Rupa Goswami was recent, 400 years ago. And they were writing on the piece of the leaf of the tree. And even then they have left the best of the literature. And with every amenity available, with all the government pouring money into your throat, you are not able to write one letter. And you want to change the music and you want to dance. Please, this is nonsense. With so much amenity, can we not work hard? This is austerity. Enough of sleeping, enough of dancing we have done. Enough of other nonsensical things we have done. Now for a change, you please come to this Amanitvam. Otherwise we are wasting our time and we are polluting the atmosphere that nobody will allow you. So this is the first, you know. He says, please repeat this first.
One should become
a perfect gentleman, and learn to give proper respect to others.
One should not pose himself
as a religionist simply for name and fame. This is dhamma, hypocrisy. Hypocrite attitude will not be allowed anywhere. You have to pose what you are. If you want to accept the purity and the austere life, then only this place will be useful to you. Otherwise not. We should avoid to make a show. We are genuinely attached, We follow the rules and regulations. Nothing else and nothing more. Prabhupada was all alone. He did not have any contacts. Didn't have any money except 2-3 parts of Bhagavatam. He did not have any books also. How he might have coped, I don't know. We are waiting for Mukund Maharaja's book he's printing, and he was the first one to help Prabhupada, you know, in the original group. So he will reveal what difficulties Prabhupada had. With all the paraphernalia, with all the infrastructure of tapes and everything, we want to pollute the music. Please, please, save yourself from this. Anytime the idea comes of this popularity, please shun from it. We don't want. 2 people are enough. What is it? This grain of devotion is more valuable than the tons of faithlessness. What are you going to do with to attract by faithless persons? Out of the outside world also, there will be sincere people who will like to be attracted. Don't think that all all of them want their own music. No, no. It's a devotional music. And this Mahamantra, in any tune you sing, it is a classical music. So we forget the classical music and we go to the cheap music. This is not allowed. And if you carry on this, you are bullying the whole group. One apple, if it is rotten, it will force the rotting of the whole box. So that apple has got to be removed. So please don't have your own mentally concocted ideas to spread Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada knows, in 11 years, he had cultivated, he had 5,000 disciples. It's not a joke. And 108 temples. So he knows the art, how to propagate. Don't insert your own ideas in this propagation. We know how to behave. In fact, except Prabhupada's tapes and bhajans, or those who have sung bhajans like them, we don't want anything else. That is the way that we don't pose as a religionist. We don't want name, fame, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam va jagadishakam. I don't want anything. Mama janmani janmanishware bhutad bhakti hi ayatuki tvai. This is our goal. If somebody comes, he is welcome to participate in these activities. If nobody comes, very happy. It's not that we are running after janam. No, we want to propagate, no doubt, for their benefit. But in our own way. That is the thing. Otherwise, we become hypocrite. Then third point, please repeat. One should not become a source of anxiety to others by the actions of his body, by the thoughts of his mind, and by his words. We have to remember this. Very nicely put. This is the third point he puts. Again, one should not become a source of anxiety to others by the actions of his body, by the thoughts of his mind, or by his words. Then number four, one should learn forbearance even in the face of provocation for others. That Nityananda's example is best. Nityananda Prabhu. No, Jagai Madai, they had hit him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to take revenge, but he stopped it. You know? So there will be many instances like this. Because we are not in need of mixing with the other people, because we don't have to gain from them anything, we can very well follow this. And people will try to agitate always. The good work they don't allow. When Christ was just preaching, they will please come to our Father. Our Father is very kind. And they caught hold of him and nailed him on the cross. At least people are not nailing us. To that extent we are not suffering. He suffered so much. And why for? Because he was telling people come to God. What was wrong in it? But we know that helplessly he had to abide by this nailing on the cross. Please, these great persons, they teach us by their own behavior. This is known as forbearance. And on the cross also, he was praying to God that, please, Father, these people don't know what they are doing, excuse them. This is what words we have. Tiraskritaha, vipralabdaha, shaptaha kshiptahatapi, na tasya prati kurvanti, yad bhakta prabhopi. It starts from Tiraskrita. These are the four relationships with the society. These are the four relationships. Tiraskrita, they will hate you. That is first. Vipralabdha, they will cheat you. Shaptaha, they will unnecessarily curse you. And Shritapi, they will unnecessarily disturb you. But the devotees, nahi tasya pratikuranti, there is no pratikar, there is no counteraction, no retaliation. That is our way. And even though the devotees are powerful, they won't retaliate. And the same thing is given here. Then one should learn forbearance even in the face of provocation from others. Then here there is one difficulty, that people may think that this is a weak man and they may trouble us more. So what is the remedy for this? Yes. To go away from that place. Otherwise, to leave the scene is the best. Then the other thing,
to defeat them.
To defeat, if they are ready to talk, if they talk with the hands. How can I defeat them? And they talk with the pistol. One thing we forget, that everything happens according to Krishna's sanction, his sanction. He is the real sanctioning authority. So whatever these people do, they are always doing through his agency. He sanctions that, come on, beat this devotee. And then we remember one verse spoken by Bhumi, or Prithvi, planet, earth planet. Brahma asked her that people are traveling so much to you, why can't you retaliate? Why, how do you tolerate? Best example of forbearance in the provocating circumstances. What is Bhutair Akrama Manopi Dhiro Daiva Vashanu Gaihi? Vidwan na chaled margat anva shiksham kshitaram. She says that Bhutai Akramana Manopi, these living entities are troubling me so much, drilling my chest to take out barrels of oil. They are taking my water outside of my body. And so many other things here. Big skyscrapers are there. They have to dig deep, put the cement and this. Tar roads are there on the surface of the Bhumi. These are all terrible things. But Dhiro Daiva Vashanugahi, I am completely sober. And I definitely know that anybody cannot do anything unless Krishna wishes them to do. We are all like a puppet dolls under the influence of the puppet master. The master pulls the strings. This is very high level of understanding. And that's why Vidwan na chalet margad, those people who are really learned in these 18 points, they never try to counteract. Where they fully well know that everybody is under the control of Krishna. And thinking that they may have to experience their own insult or killing even. If they can, they can kill you. To that extent, Christ tolerated. This is the real for me. Otherwise, why should he do it? And this is the real knowledge. Let them term us as a bad man or whatever. We should not really mind these things. For me, it is very easy to tell. But in the said circumstances, it's very difficult for us. I just have water in it. So this is a few of the hints, you know, for the fourth point. Then five. Once you learn to avoid duplicity in your dealings with the others. What is duplicity? What is the meaning of duplicity?
Hypocrisy.
Yeah, no, not hypocrisy. There is difference between. Hypocrisy is only about ourselves. We want to show what we are not. But this is
imitating. Thinking something inside and speaking something else outside.
Yeah, that's right. Inside we think one thing and you speak the other thing. Suppose Bhagavad Gita comes. Nice Bhagavad Gita, you are a very good person. Let him dance in the basement. And praise him, you know. And as soon as you ask, he's polluting atmosphere. This is how. On the face we talk one thing, in our heart there is another thing. There is Duratmanam. Vachasya Anyad, Karmani Anyad. Vachan is completely different from the outward behavior. And Vachasya Ekam, Karmani Ekam, Mahatmanam. Those people who are unflinching devotees of Krishna, they speak out whatever there is in the heart. This is the case. Otherwise, duplicate behavior goes on. Always our tendency is, if two people come together, they will always talk about the third one. Without fail. But there is no other topic to talk to. We are completely averse for Krishna Katha. So, yes. It depends what circumstances you are in. Give me the example.
Let's say maybe like I see someone chanting the rounds while they're doing something else, like they're just kind of. It looks like to me maybe they're spacing out, they're like, you know, just like fidgeting around and chanting around or something. And I know it's hard to concentrate when you're fidgeting around and like doing other things while you're chanting somewhat. You can't, and I can't tell if that's like a fault, just like me, like, you know, fault finding them, you know, because I can't focus on the rounds really either. But, you know, I can't tell if that's a fault finding thing or if it's like.
It depends upon your position also. If you are in charge or manager or supervisor, then you can tell, isn't it? If you are on the road and somebody does, or if you are somewhere else, somebody does, why should we judge them? Who has given you the authority to tell? It depends upon our authority. Tell other people. You know, the traffic police are there in India. We don't see here because the traffic lights are working. But in India, half the traffic lights are not working. So they have to put the police to control the traffic. So people see the uniform and the policeman. So they know definitely that this man is connected to the police department. And we have to obey his signs. One sword, son. Sword. So people obey. But if some madman comes, and he also stands beside him and he directs traffic, nobody believes him. It depends upon the position, sir. Open, open. This is the thing. You understand? So according to our own position, we should decide what we have to do.
Maharaj, we are talking about duplicity as like thinking one thing inside and you know, speaking something else. And also we Maharaj always talks about this focus on this verse Priya Vakya Pradhanena Sarve Tushyanti Jantavaha. So finally so we have to go to this point of always thinking nice, right? Because all we can do is think something inside and like speaking outside, the duplicity comes. And if we are thinking something, I mean, like we are envious of somebody, we are angry about somebody, then the only other alternative of not being duplicitous is speak out whatever is in my mind. That is like through bring out our anger or speak some harsh words or whatever. So that way the duplicity is avoided, but still we are hurting others. So how to get to this point of from being we may go from like being duplicitous to the point of speaking whatever is in my mind and then from there, but the final ultimate thing is like being always speaking nice and like being pleasing to others, like Sarva Bhutana Ranjana. It's like how what is the best way to go there? Because there is always this point of being duplicitous associated with that. Like I, different, like subtly I think of.
First thing is, we should avoid speaking. The first thing, that should be our rule. That I will not speak anything apart from Krishna consciousness. Is a safe outlet. And in order to do that, we must not have duplicate mind. When there is a something in our mind and we have to speak something else, means we are at fault. So inspect yourself, correct yourself, otherwise the inauspicious actor ideas about others will never be in our mind. And there is no question of duplicity at all. We may speak out the people whom we know may be some bad thing or whatever. But whom we don't know, there are in the world, I mean, in the world living entities are there. To whom we are talking, going to talk. The first is, duplicate ideas should not come. Inauspicious ideas in our mind should not come. But if all they come, then first you have to examine yourself. And then speak out. And I am guaranteeing you that whenever you try to examine yourself, you will definitely find fault with your own things. That is how we avoid the duplicity. So the inauspicious ideas don't come. If I examine myself, then I am not telling anybody, so the matter has ended there. These material things should be cut off or completed. And if I am not at fault, I may be not authority to do, I did not have any authority, then we should not speak. So many things are going on in the world. We don't speak and we don't have any ideas even about them. So this is the way to behave for a devotee. And devotee always is very good. Why? Because he understands that in any situation, he has to be completely straightforward. And then we may judge others. And judging others also, who is giving authority to us to judge? Our position should be maintained. And out of 100%, at least 95%, we are always wrong to think or do this. So, onus is on us. And not that we have to hide our feelings and talk good. Forbearance is, that is the meaning, forbearance. That suppose it is harming you, even then we tolerate to some extent at least, if not always, you know. I gave you the example today that this axe has a sharp edge and it is cutting the chandan tree, you know, what is?
Sandalwood
tree. Then to that sharp edge, that tree gives the fragrance. To that extent, we should be tolerant. This is very easy for me to say. Very, very, very difficult. Nearly impossible to put in practice. This is the thing we should remember. Somehow or the other, inauspicious ideas should not enter in our mind. The inauspicious idea is there. Then there is some, maybe our selfish interest is involved, or I want to be glorified by somebody, or something is there regarding our own thing. And I'll guarantee you that really if we don't have anything in mind, then we'll not think inauspicious of any living entity. Or if we think, then we'll tell him plainly, Baba, this is your thing, correct yourself, otherwise we'll have to do something. And so far as our experience goes from Srila Prabhupada, we may have to remove certain living entity, or we should not do it really, but sometimes it happens that it's impossible to get along, so we have to remove him. So then the best way is to give him the better chance than to degrade him. What we do, that we try to kick, and that is the inauspicious idea. Auspicious idea is to whomever you want to tell something, so think something good for him. You see? And we escape the apriyavakya, unnecessary harsh speech. Dambodhar povi manascha. What is krodham? Parushyam evaj. This parushya should be avoided. Parishya means harsh speech. How can we avoid? Because we want to do him more good than what we have done for him. So these are the very ideal things. I don't know how in every circumstances this will fit in. But it's our endeavor to go on the good side. And then we avoid duplicity, and the same time we avoid the harming anybody. So, yeah, something else. So we must stop here. You please refer to this 10th mantra in Ishopanishad and do whatever you can. Hare Krishna.